Philip Simple PL. If these are in a case, it is 09-27-20-25, the patient is 4. Ms. Jaquina Rios. Rios spells R-I-O-S. Jaquina spells J-E-K-E-N-I-A. Date of birth is 06-03-2007. This is an 18-year-old child here with mom complaining of rash on the dorsal surface of her left hand. Patient said this has been going on for about 2 months, but it's gotten worse today. She said approximately 2 months ago she had a little rash which itches, but came in today because she was playing with her cat, which accidentally scratched her exactly on the rash and now causing spreading of the redness and increased pain, period. She says pain is approximately 6/10 worse with touch and motion. Pain is located on the dorsal surface of her hand and not near to a joint. Next line, she denies increased temperature. She denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed. These were all negative. Fear. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Fear. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 102 over 65. Pulse 64. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. Left hand and dorsal surface is a well-circumscribed macule with scaly surface with migrating erythema, tenderness to palpation, no fluctuance, no bleeding or discharge, no induration, period. She has full range of motion of all digits and wrists, period, no restriction with the range of motion. Cap refill less than 2 seconds, sensation is normal. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T, normal, as far as neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, green, as far as respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period, as far as cardiac, regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period, as far as neural alert oriented and three cranial nerves, 2 tenders, normal motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period, as far as assessment and plan. Assessment number one is cellulitis of her left hand. Number two is Tina Manum. Left hand patient was sent home with the following medication: nystatin 100,000 units/gram. She will apply 1 gram to her hand twice a day. She was sent home with Septra DS 800/160 milligrams. She will take 1 POBID. 4 10 days. Number 20, next medication, Diflucan, 150 milligrams, take 1 PO daily for 1 day. She was advised to hold on to this medication until she starts feels the sensation of a yeast infection. She says she understands and will comply. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.